This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for listening to The Morning Run. You're with Julian and Chuang. And Malaysia's first quarter business confidence slumps to a two-year low. The Stats Department released this business tendency survey, and the number for first quarter is a negative 2.2%. This is the lowest recorded level since 2017.
It's only a couple of years. What's the problem, right?
That's what you say. Everything is negative, Chuang. Industrial, construction, wholesale, retail, except for services, which rose about 6%. Is that fintech or is that... I'm not sure what the details are there.
Whatever, right? Whatever services provided, whether it's a law firm or whether it's some kind of like exogenous service. But
construction is understandable.
Minus 18.6%.
What is that?
That is MRT. That is ECRL. That is high-speed rail. That is MRT 2 and 3.
That's just Gamuda there. That's one guy doing a survey and he's like totally saying, this is not good for me.
Yeah, I guess the good thing about this is, although it's prospective in nature, it is also quite temporary. It's transient, right? Because sentiments come and go. Sentiments depend on a whole bunch of things, right? So it's not entirely a science. It's not 100% accurate.
It's not scientific. Yeah.
It's not scientific.
So because people will change their mind next time, and who knows? If the government talks to Gamuda and say, hey, we'll offer you a good price,
then the number spikes. Yeah.
But related to this also is the fact that manufacturers are seeing red because they don't like the SST, and they're saying that the SST is contributing to a 10% cost increase.
Yeah, I saw that, and I think we've got Lim Guan Eng, the finance minister, responding as well, saying that he'll look into it. But just before we get into that, a bit of opinion from him. I saw the latest data from Bank Negara as well, and I think inflation was eerily low at 0.7%. So this whole notion that inflation might be rearing its ugly head to some extent, it's not really true. I think there's this whole opposite notion that deflation might be the issue here.
Deflation is certainly a risk that economists and market watchers around the world, they don't want that, right? They're pretty freaked out by the fact. And also Malaysia, like that first deflation in 10 years, it's the policy makers will tell us that that's not worrying because we still have GDP growth coming. And, but this SST, 10% addition to the cost of manufacturers, the FMM is not very happy about this. And also the MIER is saying that this is adding to costs as well. I think there's a lot of posturing going on because employers recently also said that the wages is not supposed to go up because it adds to their costs. You're going to interview Kula Sagaran later. You're going to ask him about this, right?
Yeah, 8:05, he comes on the Breakfast Grill, and of course he is the Human Resources Minister, and of course, yes, he is in charge of the National Wage Index and minimum wages. But is there a concern, Jules, that with production costs or industrial costs rising, but at the same time growth is slowing? So this is, I think, what is that economic term? Is this a
stagflationary
situation?
Yep.
Which is not optimal.
Yeah, but stagflation, I think, happens when there's a time of high inflation, which we don't have.
Which we don't have.
We don't have that right now. But I think the economy is, the government is trying to fix the economy by literally fixing it, doing too much to just manage the economy without allowing the economy to sort of free up and do its own thing, right? And here's Lim Guan Eng saying, responding to FMM's claims of higher costs, he's doubtful about that.
I would disagree with it. We do not deny that there are problems in terms of the rapid implementation of the SST. Because, we implemented a completely new tax in less than 2 months. It was implemented on the 1st of September. But I think we have fulfilled our objective of ensuring that the impact of price rises will be less compared to the GST. We never said that there will be no price increases. There will be, but the impact will be less than the GST. And this is proven by the fact that you look at the inflation rate for the entire 2018, it's only at 1%, compared to under GST at 3.7%. I believe that if there are any issues, it can be ironed out. So I would still insist that if you look at the figures, it speaks for itself. If there are any impediments towards the rise in production costs, we want to investigate and examine whether it is connected to SST or other structural factors.
That's Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng commenting about this lament of higher costs for employers and manufacturers. On the other hand, just looking at the GDP, indications to it is that CIMB, for example, is setting a 6% loan growth. This comes after Maybank talking about a 5% odd loan growth the other day. So this might really tie into some of those GDP forecasts that we're seeing. And let's look at some other business news here. And this is probably part of the legacy of the previous government. FGV posted its earning results for 2018. 1 billion loss. This is the biggest loss ever.
Yeah, that is not small, right? Revenue also fell to 13.5 billion ringgit, down nearly from nearly 17. So clearly a lot of things, lower average CPO prices, impairments and provisions of over 1 billion ringgit. And I mean, when they talked to FGV CEO Haris Fazila Hassan, he said plantation operations in the fourth quarter were focused on plugging leaks, revising processes, implementing new controls to bring up performance in the estates in line with other large players. So all those three or four little data points, very, very telling of the state and health of FGV.
So they have also just appointed the new CEO. And the question is going to be asked here whether you know, things will change from here for FGV and indeed for the nation, right? Because this part of Felda, I think. Is FGV part of Felda or is it a separate entity?
Well, Felda is... Well, there's Felda, right? And Felda's investment... I think there's three,
it's
right?
A social... Felda has a social mission.
So there's Felda Investment, which is the investment arm. Then there's Felda Global Ventures, which is the listed entity, which is then public shareholders and other associated entities in there and GLICs. And then there's I think there's a third entity. But FGV is controlled, I think, 30-odd, 33% by Felda Holdings. Then there's a whole bunch of things which have not even been resolved yet because it's just so complicated.
Yeah, certainly continues to put the spotlight on governance as well as the porousness between the government sector and the corporate sector. Also pointing to things to come in the economy, CIMB has targeted a loan growth of 6% in 2019. And this also echoes Maybank's recent 5-point-something% number for loan growth this year. Ties in very much to the GDP numbers provided by Lim Guan Eng and Ong Keng
Yeah,
and so on.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, CIMB, 6% loans growth target, that's the highest among local banks. And
they're no small bank either, the second largest bank in Malaysia.
They're not a small bank, as you say, Jules. So I'm wondering where this loans growth is going to come from or whether or not they're going to be maybe relaxing some of their macro, you know, some of their guidelines in terms of accepting or rejecting loans. Because as we know, the last 2 or 3 years, loans growth has been quite moribund. And that's because the guidelines have been quite strict imposed by Bank Negara. So we'll have to see.
Absolutely. Okay, you're coming up to the 8 a.m. news, and after that, there will be a breakfast grill. Kusu Chuang will speak to M. Kulasekaran, Minister of Human Resources. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.